The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. This is your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to win a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. And here's how it goes. I'm going to give you three clues. And the answer is a player. The answer is a player. So I'm going to give you three clues. And then at some point in the next 12 minutes, you'll hear the sounder, that blaring horn. And when you hear the blaring horn sounder, you call in. I'll give you the number at the time. And if you guess the player correctly, you have a $100 Valkyries merchandise gift card.
Ooh.
Here are the clues. One, I was an all-star in 2015 and most recently in 2022. That's one. I was born in Palo Alto. That's clue number two. And number three, I currently play for the Texas Rangers. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call. All right? Those are your three clues. When you hear the sounder, call in and give the answer.
This is exciting.
I'll do it real quick one more time. I was an all-star in 2015 and most recently in 2022. I was born in Palo Alto, which is in California, and I currently play for the Rangers. Who's the player? When you hear the sounder, call in. Mm-hmm. There you go. Do you know it offhand?
I think I do.
Do you have a rundown?
But that's a big gap.
Do you have a rundown?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So that would mean I'd had an answer. I don't cheat, man.
Yeah.
Evan.
It's just little stuff like that that.
Yeah, then you, what?
No, but you know, yeah, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And
but
I'm
you
not
going to
hold the players accountable.
Dude, you guys are something else. You see what's going on in our country?
What?
And you want to come to – that's the problem.
What's going on?
Trash people on strike norms and we can't even get to – oh, my God.
Who's on strike?
Teamsters.
Eesh.
Wait, I'm
– Norm's garbage was supposed to be picked up third Wednesday. It's still there.
Let me check something here.
Dude, I looked at it and I had to tell him.
No, hold on.
How much garbage does Norm have?
It's not that much. It's just that it's there. And they said for the people to just leave it out there. They need me to come solidify or, you know, do a deal. I'll do it, man.
Teamsters, diverse range of work, both public and private. Truck drivers and warehouse workers, the airline pilots and zookeepers. The union is known for his app. Okay, I guess. I guess you could get away with calling
Steiny.
Teamsters. I always thought Teamsters were more the truck drivers, heavy laborers, the iron men, the iron workers. By the way, somebody's saying you can't. No wonder you don't know what it. No, I can't.
I was saying you can say it if it's a learning factoid.
You can't what? That,
Superman.
The reason you didn't know what Iron Man meant is because you don't come in on Thursdays.
And that is a myth, but this what hurts is when Evan laughs. Like, what could he be behind the glass laughing at?
He thought it was funny.
I'm a family man, and I've had stuff. Like, so you guys just going to make fun of what I have going on? I'll tell everybody.
I mean, Steiny did miss 2 days last week.
Dude, quietly, me and Evan.
Oh, and there's more where that came from. Mm-hmm.
You'll come back with Kuminga signs.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings.
I got to laugh into the mic, but hey. Dude, I can't wait for Willard to do
it. Hey, Odyssey, I got news for you.
It's something else.
Trade me or pay me. Pretty simple.
Who wants you, though, Steiny? You wouldn't work in other markets.
Please. You think Philly ain't coming knocking for me? Please. Juwan Jennings wants out. Or wants to get paid.
What? No pun intended. What do you dub this? Is it drama? That's why I can't wait for Willard and Dibbs.
This is...
Or is it a misplay by JJ, which I know what he's trying to...
How is it a misplay?
You're not that good to play this card.
Well, He's their best
receiver.
You're good.
No, I'm putting we'll see.
So he is right now.
Oh. Well, Kittle, I got it. But Kittle led the team in receptions and touchdowns. But you said receiver, so I get you.
I believe that the 49ers are getting what they deserve.
Damn, Stoney.
They just are.
What does that mean by taking care of our players and overpaying Ayuk?
Well, if you're don't act like they're taking care of their players and that's all they do. They take care of their players, but it has been at the expense of the offseason. And that doesn't make sense to me. So a guy like Juwan Jennings, who's towed the line and watched everybody get taken care of, even players that have already been taken care of, he's playing his card. Good for Juwan Jennings. And the other thing, we may be more enamored with Pearsall and Ayuk.
Yeah.
But who does Purdy throw to on the money? On the money
down, Juwan. That was a bar. Like, that's real. We've seen it in the offs. But so does he have this card to get their attention?
You know what? This is where I would say to the Niners, oh, you want to make an example of Juwan Jennings? Good luck. Good luck going into the first five games with Ricky Pearsall, who's may or may not be healthy.
Talented,
Robinson,
though.
Oh, no, he won't be there either. Who are going to be the 49ers starting receivers week one?
Cowings.
Okay.
I'm just throwing stuff.
Are you sure he doesn't want to hold out
Kittle
for a contract extension?
Stop.
You like Watkins, Goo?
I do.
I like Sammy Watkins.
Jordan. He's a rookie.
Hey.
He'll come in late.
That's scary to have him in a position, and rookies do play and contribute. I get that, Evan. But to answer your question is, how did we get here to where we're depending on where Pearsall's Jerry Rice 8 years in? Like, that's where this thing is going. And that's why I think, real quick, Evan, we hadn't asked you, Jennings getting paid or not. 72 hours, I said.
I would actually say no.
Dude, wow.
Just because you ask for something doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Well, on the Niners, it does. If you ask on the Niners, you get it.
Yeah, but that's in August.
Daddy, wow. Can I have more for my allowance? Sure, Buck. Absolutely.
Stop.
I know you didn't do your chores last week, but you know what? We'll bump you up.
Everybody did their chores. Two Super Bowl visits, multi-NFC. You're forgetting that part.
Yeah.
They don't pay people in July.
No, they don't.
Wait till week one.
Mm-hmm. They can play hardball, this organization. Woo. Yeah. What's that gotten you?
I mean, only the Lord knows and the sports police knows, Snotty, real quick, that I was on the airplane coming back from Texas and I had this thought.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I'm listening to the Odyssey app and you and Evan and Willard and Dibbs and the Joes, everybody, just national. The Niners, it was quiet on the set. And I mentally gave them a thumbs up of, okay, they're about business this offseason. Yeah. And now, Evan, or whomever out there, regardless of what you think this is, seeing on the score ticker on the bottom of the TV, Jennings wants a trade if he doesn't get paid. It's just a continuance of, I don't know, a miscommunication with the front office. Because I'm like the caller said, if you knew he was going to do this, why let it get here? Tackle this before.
Because that's what they do.
Well,
they don't tackle before.
They already extended Fred Warner, George Kittle, and Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew this was coming.
Yeah, that's like, why not do it then? Yeah. Is my question.
Instead of this bad pub, if you want to call it that.
Maybe he knows they're not paying him at this point.
Dude, wow.
You know what it is? And you're going to, well, never, I'm not going to say it.
No,
I'm not going to say it.
It's great radio when you come back and say it.
You know, like,
you got people at the Niners. I got it.
What do you mean?
You don't want to.
No,
bring it.
The word I want to say, I can't say it because it'll be misinterpreted. But you know how they say a certain person, somebody always chickens out, taco?
Yeah.
Yeah. 49ers are a FACO. FACO. 49ers always chicken out. They come to the table. They come to the table rough and ready, but they get walked over.
And they that's why I hated over. That talk
and
about.
That's what life's about.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. It's time to win the $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. The first person to call our contest line and guess the former All-Star player correctly, you win. First person to call 415-523-4652 and guess the player correctly, you win. Thank you to the Valkyries for providing us with this great prize. Next prize giveaway, Willard and Dibbs at 4:30. And we've got people calling on that.
I bet.
It's the contest line.
Dude, that's a lot of money for the merch store, man. You can get some good stuff.
We'll see.
So you think I just get free swag? I go spin too.
When's the last time you bought something?
That black t-shirt, the Valkyries. And then I got a white one in the cleaners.
Kincaid gave you that.
Oh, stop, Steiny. Everything he's given us has been Warriors.
In fact, that shirt there is really nice.
Dude, Evan, why do you laugh at his material? It bothers me.
I do like that
shirt. I can keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Real quick, garbage pickup in Union City is currently impacted by a Republic Service work stoppage. This strike is affecting residential and commercial waste collection. Wow. It's bothering Pops. As you get older, you just
tell Pops.
Hey, be careful now.
Tell Norm that every city in the United States, every 5 years, has a garbage strike. Every city in the country. Ames, Iowa, they had one last year. Houston, they had one 3 years ago. Mesa, Arizona, they have one right now. There is a garbage strike every 5 years.
It's just an eyesore, though. When you hit the block, it's like, damn.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
Thank you.
That's a 40.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And don't forget, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they are on the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX Plus with pregame starting at 6:30. Valkyries.
Cha-ching!
Valkyries 10 and 10?
I need to know how many make the offs in the WNBA. I meant to ask you and Evan that this morning.
I'm going to guess 6 total teams.
Right. I think you might be right.
6 total teams. By the way, there's 3 teams coming into the WNBA. Philly, Cleveland, and Detroit, I believe.
Top 8 teams.
Oh, wow.
So what?
Let's go!
Hey, Evan, is that 8 out of 14? How many teams are in? 16?
13?
Oh, my God. See?
No.
It just never stops.
Dude, I can't wait. Dude, yeah, we're good.
How many? Let me see.
No, he got it. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're 8th right now.
Yeah. No, I want to know total teams. Okay.
I just quizzed you the other day.
I mean, this is what I mean.
Evan passed the test, too. I gave it to him Friday, nicknames.
This is what I mean. You're telling me, Evan, and I don't care if it's women's sport. It's a professional sport. You're telling me that in the WNBA this year, 8 of 13 teams will make the playoffs.
Yep. Dude, I love it.
Evan, just...
I can confirm that.
That is just...
What's your problem?
I'm actually surprised.
What's my problem? 62.5% of the league makes the playoffs?
Hey, Steiny.
Last year,
66% of the teams made the playoffs. They added the Valkyries.
Dude.
I hate pro sports. I swear to God.
See, I knew you did.
I can't stand
it. I'm so glad you admitted it, man.
It's unbelievable.
Evan, we're joke. Free. He admitted it, man.
What a joke.
But, Steiny, it is exciting.
No, it's not. 8 of 13.
But why do
so
you
stupid?
Why do you look at it like that of how many made it rather than just enjoy the first round?
Because it's not playoffs. It's just have an open tournament at the end of the year. You know what? Do it this way. There's 13 teams. If you finish in 13th, you're out, okay? I know I'm being tough. I know I'm being harsh on that 13th team, but they don't make the playoffs. And then you know what? It's just an open tournament for the rest of the 12. Just do it. Just do it.
I can't wait. They got to keep playing.
What can't you wait for?
The Valkyries.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That building has had playoff atmosphere already. Imagine it playoff.
8 of 13 teams make the postseason.
Dude, you are incredible. And I believe you're really bothered.
I am. It's a joke. But that's the way sports has gone over the last decades.
What if you had 5-4 teams?
That's fine.
That would that's all? No, the more the merrier.
Well then,
and what about upsets, Donnie?
Then stop crying about your participation trophies. Seriously. You got half the NBA teams make the playoffs. You got 8 of 13 WNBA teams that make the playoffs. You got, 12 of 30 in baseball? That'll be bumped up to 14 soon. You watch. Giants will finish in 7th. They'll finish as the 4th wild card. But fret not. Next year, they'll take an extra wild card. So you'll have a chance. Just like the NFL. Anybody want to bet that the NFL doesn't add 2 more playoff teams in the next 5 years?
See, working with you has tainted me.
Of course they will.
It really has, Evan. Not you. You're my bright light. But working with you has really rubbed off on me. Like, there was a feel-good story. Friday, Evan and I talked about the all-star rosters. Christopher Sanchez, the Philly stud, 8-2, 250 ERA, came in, shut down the Giants pretty much. He didn't make it, Stoney. And then they had an injury, and he still didn't make it. And I'm reading yesterday on the sofa, feeding my pie hole. The Phillies gave him the bonus that he would have gotten had he made the All-Star game.
Oh, they're like the Niners.
He didn't make it!
Oh, so they're like the Niners.
No, he didn't make it. Evan, why? I don't know who I am as a fan anymore. Why does that bother me? He doesn't get the bonus. Oh, but because he was upset and went on social media and was mad that... Evan, just, is that a little whack that they gave the man, a grown man, the bread?
I thought it was because he should have made it, but the guy who everybody's mad about making it took his spot, which is Mizorowski.
But he still didn't make it.
Well, but Robbie Ray made it. He didn't want to, can't pitch.
Look, Donnie, that bothered me.
What are you going to get with the program?
What is
now
it?
We have now. First of all, the NFL, God love them, doesn't do an All-Star game.
I kind
of
like
it. Secondly, when are you going to realize? You think these athletes are like, oh, they're so... No NBA player wants to play in the NBA All-Star game, and no baseball player wants to play in the baseball All-Star game. How many guys have bailed out? How many pitchers?
Pitchers, no, but I think 3 position players have declined.
This is what is so incongruous that it just blows me away. You all complain. The regular season doesn't mean anything.
To me, it does.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it doesn't. You know why? Because everybody makes the playoffs. You want to make the regular season more meaningless? Continue to add playoff teams.
I'm a guy that likes the college divisional tournaments.
Because that's great.
The teams that are the bottom feeders get that one last opportunity.
They
Let's
have
go
to,
out there
25 games into the season, they didn't do it. They get to go 5-20, and if they win 2 or 3...
I just love that. I could coach a team like that. We had the bad year, but we got a chance.
Yep. And you wonder why guys don't play 78 games in the NBA regular season. Don't you get it? They play 55 and 60 games respectively because the regular season doesn't matter. That's the
bottom
line.
For the NBA, it does, Donnie.
No, it doesn't.
You try to get out of the play-in.
Okay,
that's real. You can say whatever.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Sure.
And we're bringing in a guy, possibly, that has said on his AARP version basketball card, I'm not playing back-to-backs. We're the last team that needs the services.
What are you talking about?
Horford. He can't, if he's not playing back-to-back, how are you helping us?
Because the regular season doesn't matter.
Until you're messing with that play-in, Steiny. You know I'm right.
You're not right, Goo. You're flat out wrong. In fact, you're so wrong that Adam Silver and the entire NBA has been working on this problem for 3 to 5 years. You don't have to play a lot of games in the regular season to make it into the postseason. And so hence, you're going to have a big group of players who are going to play 60 games a year. Why? Because they can play 60 and still get the sixth seed, and that's all that matters. The regular season is a joke. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. What happened on Friday with Barry Bonds?
Evan, read this text. I'm going to let you read it. It's somebody at the station trolling. We had a good day.
408, Evan, on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Goo, the last hour of Friday's show was atrocious.
Well,
especially the Barry Bonds takes.
Oh, we played the audio of Barry talking to Dwayne Kuiper about his
taking
home
days
run.
Off?
No, off of Eric Gagne.
We're living off that? That was 15 years ago.
That was also the second hour of the show.
Yeah, this a troll.
Well, it seemed like the fourth, I guess, for that guy.
Or, guys, could this be me filling in for Chewy?
I don't know. Did you talk about Bonds?
No, I didn't. Oh, that running some material. Anyway, to hell with you.
What do you mean?
I didn't like that.
Because you know I'm right.
No, we had a good show. I'm talking about the hour. It's bothering me.
Oh.
Yeah. We held it down.
Teams play their hardest the whole year, and then they got to play an 8th seed. 8 out of 13.
Yeah, it's called a tournament. It's called the
playoffs.
No,
it's not.
So had the Warriors had a better regular season a couple years ago, they wouldn't have been in that cockamamie game when the Kings ousted them. Had they played that better regular season,
finished ninth.
Had they had three more wins,
they
would have been out of that joint.
Yeah.
Okay, so it does matter. That's how you keep
The
pitfall
it
of the.
It does not matter. It doesn't. You think it does, but I don't think it does.
Well, I do.
Okay. Yeah, did you see the way Dallas and Phoenix went after that 10th spot this year? Oh, my God. It was a battle royal. Holy Toledo. And then, boy, Dallas. Whoo, from that 10th spot. Boy, it's a good thing they made the postseason. Oh, that's right. They didn't.
Well, you're reaching if you're using those two teams to for your argument. Point goes to Goo.
Okay. 20 out of 30 teams have a crack at it.
What's the alternative, Steiny? If four teams make the playoffs and the rest of the teams try and tank?
Four teams
in each
conference.
That's what they would all do.
Four teams in each conference.
Yeah, so you would just have more teams trying to tank then.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Why
wouldn't you?
Why?
Because tanking doesn't work.
Then why do teams do it?
I don't know why. But the bottom line is the teams with the three worst records did not get any of the top three picks.
And yet I bet they're still there tanking next year.
No doubt about it.
What you call tanking is simply a terrible team playing as hard as they can, but they're just not very good.
Like the Jazz are trying as hard as they can.
The Jazz players that they have on that team are trying as hard as they can.
They load manage a 26-year-old.
Well, they've load managed him for 6 years. Because the regular season doesn't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
See, it's coming full circle, people. Don't you get it? These problems are all rolled into one. And we've got a problem. But you know what?
WNBA playoffs, here we come.
Yeah, 8 of 13.
Let's go. Ooh. Starts tonight.
Boy, they are playing hard. I mean, who's in ninth right now? Who's clawing? Who's scratching and clawing right now in the WNBA?
Yeah, no doubt.
No, seriously, who's scratching and clawing?
They're half game up on the Aces.
Oh, we're almost at the halfway point. Boy, that ninth place team is... Hold on, Evan.
Yeah, do the Valkyries read now.
I did it three times this segment. Okay, hold on. I'll do it. Coming up tonight, the eighth place Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury. They're our team, and they're 10-10. They've won three games more than anybody thought, so I'm not denigrating them. You can hear that game, Phoenix versus the Valkyries, right here, 95.7 The Game. And it's also on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they're on the call, and you can watch all the games on KPIX Plus with pregame starting at 6:30. I'm done discussing sports.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go!
Yeah, it's hard to describe, Goo, but and I'll get over it. I always do, but yeah, state of sports. It's not doing it for me.
Well, Klay Thompson's winning off the court. Klay! Shoot or suit.
Next question.
Now, and again,
he's found
everything
love.
You say is an indication of where we are in terms of sports sadness.
No, Stoddy, stop.
Let's not talk about Klay Thompson's three-point percentage.
It doesn't even matter now.
It's really hard for me to explain.
I'm with you.
But there's something
missing
about pro sports that's missing. And it's really hard to explain, for me anyway. But these guys go through it all and they finally make it to the pros. And then it's almost like all the pro leagues get together once guys become pros and they say, okay, now we have to protect these guys. We have to protect these guys. Well, what do you mean? Well, we have to protect them. That means let's not put them into, let's take away pressure situations. Like, let's make there be fewer pressure situations in a regular season so as to protect them. And what do you mean, Steiny? Well, you know.
Because I'm saying, yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, you know, okay, here's what I mean. Oh, guy can't make foul shots? Let's change the rule. Let's change the rule for Dwight Howard and Shaquille O'Neal. They want to change the rule instead of making your foul shots. Why? We don't want to embarrass a guy at the line. Poor Andre Drummond. It's not fair. He looks bad. If somebody can tell me in the last, here's the other, if somebody can tell me in the next 3 minutes who led the NBA in turnovers this year, I'll buy your prize.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you won't be able to find it. It's so hard to find individual turnovers by players, it's not even funny. Why? Well, because it's turnovers. It's a negative stat.
Russell Westbrook.
They don't want people to know that Trae Young set an all-time record.
Oh, Trae.
If he did. I don't know if he did or not.
That'd be my guess.
Mine was Russ.
Yeah, those are good guesses. Those are good guesses. So if you look at it that way, I mean, everybody complains about the length of the regular seasons. Football's gone to 18.
We can't understand why
the regular season has become less important, but we keep adding games.
But Steiny, LeBron led the league in turnovers. Russell was second. Oh, no, I scratched that.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it hard?
No.
It's hard. No, seriously, go ahead and Google. Google NBA turnover player. Yeah, you get teams. You get teams. You won't get players.
It's Trae Young.
Yeah, Trae Young.
Okay. Good job. Three minutes and 5 seconds.
355 turnovers.
Okay. No, let's not talk about that.
No, Steiny's.
You know I'm right.
No, you're a little right. I'm here for you, bud.
And I've said this before. Like, if 25 years ago.
Oh, boy.
He also led the league in assists, but.
If 25 years ago, there were 28 teams in baseball, okay? And four made the postseason.
I'll never forget it.
Okay? And now, 30 years later, there's 30 teams now 30 teams.
Two more.
And 12 teams make the playoffs. That's what's known as watering down.
But it's also called growing, Steiny.
Right. And then what happens, here's the other thing about how these guys are all protected. So then we have players back in the day who've never played in the postseason, and they get judged the same way as a guy today who doesn't make it. It's like it doesn't make any sense. Like, Ernie Banks, did he ever make the playoffs? I don't think he did. But there've been there's all these players in the past that never made the playoffs because they didn't have 18 teams make the playoffs.
Right.
So,
and that was pre-social media, though. But you understand, Scotty, it's more. You want to grow. And how do you have upsets now?
So don't tell me, like, a guy who gets to play in the postseason for a team that finished 10th out of 30 teams. Like, tell me that's fair to a guy in the past who never got to play in the postseason, even though his team finished in second 8 straight years.
Like, I think you're kind of arguing against yourself.
No, I don't think so.
If Ernie Banks had played today, he would have gotten to play in the playoffs a bunch of times and we would have got to see how great he was.
Exactly.
On a big stage.
What I'm saying is,
the new Ernie Banks is making the playoffs.
That's right. And the old Ernie Banks never made the playoffs.
Well, I'm sorry that Ernie Banks was born in 1950.
That's cute. That's, you know,
no,
I get
Scotty,
it.
That's real, though, what he said.
No, I get it. But don't, like, stop.
1930, sorry.
Stop trying to tell me that these guys, with more and more playoff teams than in the past, like, tell me how that
is fair.
Tell me how you can hold it against a guy in the past for never playing in the postseason, but these guys get to play in the postseason.
Tell me what
if they
party
finish in
or
the 10.
The location or social media platform you went to, and Ernie Banks was getting dissed. It's all so, taken into people know
social
that
social media
Scotty.
Means nothing.
No, I'm just saying,
it has nothing to do with my argument
forget
right
that,
here.
But any party, where are you having that conversation where Ernie Banks needs defense? He needs
everywhere.
To be defended. No.
It's a joke.
It's an era, Scotty.
Okay. So 30 years ago, 100 major league players got to play in the playoffs. 100.
Right.
25 on 4 teams. This year, 300 players get to play in the postseason. I don't, like, that's a joke.
Right, but Stani, gas was 18 cents compared to what it is. We could do that all day. We can't. Nobody's doing
that
on purpose.
What do you mean?
You
got
to grow the business, more sales.
They haven't grown the business. They've grown the playoff business. They have not grown the business. There have been 162 games
okay, but
for 28 teams.
Seriously, Sam, why do you think they've added playoff teams?
For money. Money. No,
but
money,
for more
money,
teams
money, money.
And their fans to be in it longer, right?
And that is the participation trophyization of our world. That's all I'm saying.
But there's a bunch of wild cards that get in and win it all.
That's right.
So that's a bad thing?
The Giants being one of them. Years
yeah,
past.
The Giants have a dynasty because of the wild card.
It's not about a team that can win as a wild card or a team that wins as a number one seed. It's about three times as many players get to play in the postseason for a shot at it when years back there was one third as many. And like, to me, that's kind of a joke because then you have 40% of the players in the league get to play in the postseason. Okay, 2 out of 5. But before, it was more difficult to get to the postseason.
And I guess my question is, and I hear what you're saying, who's beating the – who's omitting those guys?
Well,
throwing rocks at this era.
What it does
is natural evolution.
What it does is you get to be a sixth place team, which would have never gotten into the postseason,
right.
And now you get to participate in the postseason, in the playoffs, when 80% of baseball over the years, you would have never gotten into the playoffs.
Well,
so now, what do you mean? Like, I'm just
you
saying.
You guys also had the reserve clause, which was effectively indentured servitude, and players had no power.
This is about the number of teams that make the playoffs in professional sports.
Yeah, but players like Ernie Banks could not leave their teams.
And when are you going to let it go, Stani, to be like, okay, that was then, this is now. And you know why now more let in?
Right, because of money. Because of money. Don't say interest. That's a joke. Interest is a joke.
Now listen, because you're making some points, so is Evan. But if you're going to sit here and say that the wild card has not added excitement in Major League Baseball for dump truck teams that would normally be over in late July.
San Francisco Giants are creating no more interest as a 7 seed, then, well, because they're in it, right? They're in it. They're in the playoff.
If they were in the 4 seed, were just the division winners, it would be night-night.
That's right.
So who wants that? Nobody.
I do. I don't want every team making the playoffs. I want it to be hard to make the playoffs. Like, I heard, you know that he...
It is hard, Steiny. The Giants play in the same division as the Dodgers, who are the best team every single year.
I get it. The bottom line is, one out of seven teams made the playoffs back in 30 years ago. Now, 2.5 out of seven make the playoffs. Or three, actually. Three out of every seven teams. All I'm saying is,
the
standard has changed to such a degree that, like... It's just, I don't know, the old guys get the short end of the stick, and the new guys who finish in fifth place every year but get to play in the postseason can rack up postseason at-bats, and who knows, maybe have a great postseason.
But all you guys do is talk about how the playoffs are a different game than the regular season,
Facts.
Specifically the NBA. So why, as a viewer, would I not be more interested in having more playoff games? Like, I would argue that they've bent towards the viewer, the audience, not the actual athletes.
You don't think it's about money?
Well, yeah, sure, but okay. Having an extra round, or sorry, so the NBA used to be five games in the first round instead of seven.
Three, it used
sometimes to be. Three.
Okay, sure, so that's an extra four games in the first round. Like, how much money is that in reality? Four extra games across four rounds.
Probably a lot, or they wouldn't do it.
Well, but it's not worth the exponential amount of money that it's become. I would argue that it's moving in that direction because there's
this.
A ton of viewers can generate this sort of interest.
What percentage of teams in a pro sport should make the playoffs? What do you think? Just a number.
It depends on the sport.
Well, and that's what I think's a joke.
I like what the NFL's doing. The NHL has always done it, and so has the NBA, Steiny.
No, they haven't, Goo. They haven't always had 16 teams in the postseason.
Going David Stern.
Not only that,
okay,
they didn't have seven games.
I got you.
So it's about money is all I'm saying. The other thing is, like, yes, I think it's a joke that 16 teams out of 30 make the playoffs in the NBA. And it's even a bigger joke that four more teams have a shot at it. It's like, all I'm saying is, don't ask me why nobody cares about the regular season when you're giving 20 teams a shot at making the playoffs after playing 82 games.
See, I think you're selling the team short and the players, Donnie.
How so?
Because you're talking as if nobody's giving a rat's behind about making the playoffs or busting your tail.
They don't
the
play
Giants
as hard
and
as
Dodgers
they have.
Were busting their tail collectively yesterday game early on in the season that won at 162. But I'm not watching ball predicated on nobody's trying because everybody gets in.
I'm not saying nobody's trying. I'm saying
World's about money, Steiny, and growth. That's how you get more surplus.
Just okay. Then I don't want to hear anybody ever complain about how the regular season doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think it's more of an NBA problem than anything else.
Man.
Like you're originally angry because the WNBA is 8 of 13 teams. It's 62.5%. The NBA has over half their teams make the playoffs. Yes, that's too much. But that's not the case for every single league.
Evan, when did Major League Baseball now has three wild cards?
Yeah,
so
right.
Something's changed over the last 15 years. They've let in two more teams in each league, right?
Yes.
Okay, there it is. Like, more players are given an opportunity to play in the postseason. If you think that's a great thing, I respect it. I don't. I just don't. I don't like the idea that somebody 30 years ago had less of an opportunity to play in the postseason as a team now that's three games over 500.
I think they're trying to generate more teams in postseason play because it's a product of people not caring about
and
the them. Regular season, like across sports.
Not the
people
players,
are not
the people.
Interested and in the regular season.
And I am not convinced that a 7 seed versus a 2 seed in the NBA captures the imagination of fans. And I'm not convinced that a wild card team that makes it in the playoffs that like...
Why have they not gone away from it though, Steiny?
Because of money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about quality.
Well, they want more teams with a race to the postseason. As opposed to having four teams across both conferences.
Yeah. Late July.
Okay.
I'm done.
So,
see you later.
So Phoenix and Dallas in the NBA, you really noticed the difference the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season as they vied for the 10th spot.
Well, Dallas, until Kyrie got hurt, yeah, they absolutely had action.
And the only Kyrie got hurt, like with 6 weeks left in the season.
But a couple years ago, Dallas said, we don't even want the 10th spot. Remember that? That debacle? They didn't even want it.
Exactly.
But you don't have all kind of examples like that. That's like a lunar eclipse, Donnie.
The bottom line is, there are, because of the times we live in,
there are
three times as many guys in this day and age who get to play. They get the privilege to play in the postseason. And back in the day, one third of the amount. All I'm saying is, like, don't compare the modern day athlete and their playoff appearances to anything but the modern day player playoff experience.
Nobody is.
Of course they are. That's it right there.
Who is, Steiny, seriously?
Who leads the league? Who has more postseason wins than any pitcher in baseball history?
I don't care.
Okay, it's Andy Pettit.
Yeah, and does anybody care? And is anybody going to say that he's better than Tom Seaver or Jim Palmer or any of these greats that are legitimately better than him?
The point is, he has more postseason wins than any of those guys. Why? Because there's three rounds of the playoffs.
LeBron has more points than anybody in NBA history. He's not the best scorer in the history of basketball.
He just played the most games. That's irrelevant. That's not the same argument.
I think he's spot on.
What are you talking about?
He's telling you he's got an award that we all know.
Which is what?
The most points, but he's not the best.
But that's over the regular season. I'm talking about the postseason.
But it was an example, though. It's an example.
Explain to me what he means by that.
LeBron has the most points. He's not the best scorer ever to do it.
But what does that have to do with
his longevity? Is a byproduct of him giving that getting that award.
What does longevity have to do with the playoffs?
Because people can
It's a completely different argument.
Okay, Steiny, fine. James Harden's not a better three-pointer than Ray Allen or Reggie Miller, but he's got more postseason threes than
Draymond
they do.
Green's not a better three-point shooter than Larry Bird. He's got more.
We understand why. No, you don't. You don't, though. That's the thing.
For me to bring it up, you know I do.
Look, the bottom line is, I'll stand by my original point, and that is, despite the quality not changing, more players get to go to the postseason than we've had in the past. They haven't earned it because a sixth-place team in baseball, that team didn't make the playoffs 15 years ago.
But you got to get used to it.
I am used to it. Right. But stop saying like who? Oh, Trae Young. Trae Young, he's played 38 playoff games. Yeah, as an 8 seed.
But Evan's
four
right.
Years.
Yeah. Real quick, Sonny, nobody in their right mind, to your point about the Andy Pettit, is saying that's the baddest dude to ever do it.
Because he has more wins than anybody in postseason history.
But nobody would stick their chest out to say Pettit is better than the guys he just mentioned.
You don't think, you've never heard that Andy Pettit is the best big game pitcher in baseball.
Oh, Steiny, okay. All right, well,
you haven't heard that? No.
Steiny, but also some athletes can make a legacy in the postseason by being given the opportunity. Jimmy Butler
would not
have a chance to get to the finals as a 7 seed.
That's right.
If he wasn't able to get in.
Thank you. That's my point.
He's still a great player, though.
That's my point. So the Jimmy Butler 30 years ago doesn't get that. He doesn't get that opportunity. So
that's not his fault.
I know it's not his fault, but you're going to compare Butler to somebody in the past, and it's like Butler gets to play 100 playoff games because they take every team.
No, but I can say he's a great postseason performer.
Okay, and that's right. And it's unfair that players back in the day never got the opportunity to do that, even though they would have been in the exact same position as Jimmy Butler is in today.
But that's also why someone like Bill Russell can have 11 NBA championships because there's less competition and his team is the best team.
Well, the arguments that I've just made, they haven't expanded the league. Okay? There were 28 teams in baseball, 4 made it. Now there's 30 and 12 make it. NFL, they've got 32 teams. And now they've got, 12 playoff
teams.
But
it's always been about money. The New York Yankees have more money to spend on everybody. That's how they can keep all the greats of all. That's why they have 27 championships. They play in the biggest market. They make the most money. And they keep the best players forever. And they win all the titles. And now, God forbid, expansion happens. And they're not the greatest franchise to ever walk God's green earth. And you got a problem with that.
And we're not trying to make you like something. It sounds like you understand why it's different. Look, there's nothing to see.
Well,
here.
You guys don't like you. You just, I don't know. Like you,
I enjoy.
You don't understand. You don't like acknowledge the fact that 40% of players now get to make it to the playoffs.
Like Stiney,
so, that's 25% more players who get to play in the postseason, and guys in their exact same situation never had that opportunity. That's called watering down.
Okay, I give you that point.
Okay, that's all.
But you make it seem like there's a podcast or a television show nightly of guys.
It's called recency
that got the benefit.
It's called recency bias.
Didn't have that opportunity.
It's called recency bias, and it's one of the reasons why we tend to think this generation's stars are better than the past stars. That's what I think, because this pro sports right now is like they just give more players and teams
like you said,
an
it's oversaturated.
It is. It is.
I love the play. I love more. You know, I'm a college tournament guy.
Right. Well, then that's fine. Ask a team to bust hump in the regular season if they know they've got a safety valve of a tournament at the end of the year.
Especially if they're 38.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, did the Warriors bust hump after they got Jimmy? They took their, and they're on record as saying it, Sonny. We were playing playoffs before the playoffs started.
Okay.
So you use that against me when they lost, like they might have been tired because they were busting hump in the end of the regular season after the because they were behind the eight ball.
Okay, but what about the first 50 games?
Well, they just weren't that good.
Well, maybe because they didn't play. Like, okay, why did the Warriors get off to a 12-3 start? I believe it's because. Nobody gives a rat's ass for the most part the first 15 or 20 games.
Would
of the
you use that
season.
On the Giants? There's a good start. I'm just asking.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. You think I'm kidding, but like.
No, I don't. Can't fix what you're trying to get. I hear what you're saying.
Let me tell you what they should do. If they're going to continue to do this, just have open. I agree. Have an open tournament. Just play the regular season, okay? And then in the NBA, if you want 16 teams to make the playoffs, just go 1-16. And
we might not be too far from that.
Just do it in baseball, too.
NCAA tournament style.
Which is what?
1-64.
Yeah. And everybody has a crack at it.
Well, it's 68 now, and it's going up higher. They're adding teams to the tournament.
Which I love.
Sure.
And yet, all one seeds still made the Final Four this year.
But, Stiney, that Andy Pettit hit me, though. Nobody's running around. Even New Broody's saying.
No, you don't know that. Guru, it's about thinking that it's about recency bias. And I bet if you look at all the postseason leaders, they're all players from the last 15 years.
I give you that.
Okay.
But a true one even knows.
Okay.
Andy Pettit's brother
Everybody's
knows.
A true fan. Everybody knows it. Okay.
Well, if you're getting down to the nitty gritty to where you know that Pettit has the most wins, you should also know he wasn't better than all the aces Evan just mentioned.
Well, doesn't matter. He won more games. He's the most clutch postseason pitcher of all time. He has to be. He won more games than everybody else.
Not in my book.
Well, but the record book, that's the one. That's the big one. What's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.